And we begin with politics, as we often do this 2012 election season, to politics on the twin tests coming up on February 28th, about 8 days away. If the Michigan primary is a test of the mainstream electability credentials for Mitt Romney, whose dad was the governor of the state where he grew up, Michigan primary is on 28th. The Arizona primary, the same day, is a winner-take-all delegate prize that is also a test for each of the Republicans in the all-important conservative Sun Belt. While he's struggling in Michigan right now, Romney has a decent poll lead in Arizona, and this western border state will be a test of Rick Santorum's credibility in the West, among a number of tests, which are pretty interesting this morning, which has motivated us to get in touch with Peter O'Dowd, news director for KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona. Welcome to the program once again, Peter.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
There's really a lot in play in this state. There's Mormonism. There's the immigration issue. There are the broadly diverse demographics in Arizona. And then, of course, it's the first big western state. Peter, which do you want to pick first?
Well, that's the thing with this state. There's always quite a bit going on, quite a bit to digest. I think that the first thing to say is that Arizona is Romney's state to lose in a lot of ways. For most of the last couple of weeks and months, Romney's been way, way ahead in the polls. But just like has been happening all across the country, Santorum is nipping at his heels now in Arizona. If you take a look at the polls on Friday, Romney had 39% of the vote. Santorum had 31%. February 2nd, Santorum was in third place with only 13% of the vote. So, you know, this, at the very least, some things make sense here, right? I mean, Santorum's trajectory is following the path of the rest of the country in Arizona.
Well, a very volatile news cycle, the power of social networking, and I think there's a question of activation of the activists in 2012. A lot of this Tea Party conservative Republican base is very, very energized, and when they see a story or a narrative, they jump on board. And I think that's the case in Michigan. It's certainly the case in Arizona. You mentioned that this is a state for Romney to lose. Part of that is because of the Mormonism in the state. A couple of voices here that you spoke with that will give us some context of the Mormon issue in Arizona. This first voice is a religion professor at Hampton-Sydney College in Virginia, Matthew Bowman.
A lot of people believe that libertarianism actually lines up better with Mormon doctrine than the mainstream political parties do.
So what that says there is that Mormonism is a sort of renegade ideology that maybe plays a little better with Ron Paul than it does Mitt Romney. How do you see that?
Yeah, you know, I talked to a couple of Mormons before I started reporting that story who were just rabid Ron Paul fans. Of course, a lot of Ron Paul fans are. And, you know, they were telling me that Ron Paul makes way more sense to them as a Mormon because of the way that he values the Constitution. The Constitution for a lot of Mormons is this very holy document. In fact, a document inspired by God, and in fact, you even hear Mitt Romney saying things like that occasionally, trying to rein in those types of Mormon people who do value the Constitution as a religious document. Arizona is a very libertarian place, especially in its rural areas, and this was something that I wanted to explore.
Well, not only did you explore it, I mean, here's a tangible example of precisely that way of articulating American freedom. Here's a young woman named Karen.
It's the gene of freedom and liberty. In our faith, we have been taught that the Constitution is like unto Scripture, that we should know and understand the Constitution as well as we understand the Bible, that we should support it, and we should look for and uphold righteous men.
A mainstream position in Arizona, and if so, does it favor Romney or hurt him?
Well, I don't think it's quite mainstream. I mean, one of the problems Ron Paul has with Mormons, even though many people might be attracted to his stance on the Constitution, is that, you know, his stance on some social issues will eventually scare some Mormons away. So, for instance, the idea about legalizing drugs, well, that's going to be something that people that would want to support Ron Paul who are Mormon just eventually can't do. So, as Matthew Bauman told me, this is more of a shadow population, a very noticeable and present population across the Mountain West, but one that has not quite taken hold. So if you take a look at what happened in Nevada, where Ron Paul had a concentrated effort to attract Mormons into his circle for this very reason, he made some headway this caucus compared to 2008. Romney lost about 7% of the Mormon vote in Nevada. So this is something that's kind of eating away at the edges as Ron Paul figures out that that he has an opportunity here. But I would not say it is a major threat to Mitt Romney.
Well, but it is, all these incremental threats definitely add up over time. Peter O'Dowd on Skype is the news director for KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona. So Rick Santorum really has to prove himself in the Western Sun Belt here. It sounds like he has a little bit of momentum, even though he's not ahead of Mitt Romney. Does he find sympathy among Arizona voters? And bring in the immigration issue, if you could.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing with Rick Santorum and Arizona voters. I don't think they know him very well. They know Mitt Romney quite well. Romney was in town last week. He was in town a couple weeks before that. Rick Santorum has almost no presence, no infrastructure in the state of Arizona. He'll be in Arizona ahead of this week's debate on Wednesday. He'll be campaigning in Tucson and in Phoenix on Tuesday. So, you know, this will be the first time a lot of people from Arizona get the chance to even see his face and hear his, you know, hear his voice. And then as you say, immigration, yes, well, that's going to be the big question. On the debate on Wednesday, I think you'll find a lot of Republican voters wanting to know where Rick Santorum lies on the issue. In fact, if you ask people now, I'm sure they really don't even know unless they're paying very close attention. And then Mitt Romney, you know, Mitt Romney's taken a really hard line on immigration, you know, saying that he would veto the DREAM Act and his self-deportation policy that he's talked so much about lately. That may go over quite well in Arizona, where a lot of the Republican base feels very strongly about taking care of the immigration problem here.
Final details. How many delegates? 29?
I'm sorry, say that again.
How many delegates? 29 in Arizona?
29, yeah. Winner takes all.
Winner takes all. And can Democrats and independents vote, or is it just Republicans?
It is just Republicans.
Peter O'Dowd, news director for KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.